Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Life isn't easy for a lot of farmers out there. If you're up at the crack of dawn and working all the hours God sends, it's not easy to fit in, well, a social life, any kind of a life. And as for finding romance, well, where would you get the time, the energy? Well, that is where my next guest comes in, because she spends all her time and energy meeting, getting people to look for love or matching. She's a matchmaker. That's what you do, Mairéad. You are a matchmaker.
Full-time matchmaking, spreading love all over this beautiful island.
Yes, that's why I can't talk properly, because you spread the love when you came into the studio and brought me and the team a box of lovely sweeties.
Lovely sweeties.
From the Midlands.
That's it, from lovely shop in Mullingar.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Mairéad, tell me, you obviously have a knack for this. How many people have you matched, would you say, in your
Well, career? Over 7,000. I'd say we're actually closer to 8,000 people all over Ireland, of all ages, of all walks of life, and all with only one thing in common: looking for love.
How do you become a matchmaker?
Well, basically, I realised how difficult it was to find love. I was a financial advisor for years, so believe me, it was a completely different world.
Advising people on their finances on how
spread
to find love.
Yeah. So I just decided it was so hard to find love, and I just said, you know what, I actually would love to help people. I'd been matching making like organically for years, and I just said, I'm just going to do this and see how I get on. And then I also simultaneously launched dating events called Table for Six, and I used to match three single ladies, three single men on group dinner dates. And within 3 weeks of launching that, I had 8,000 people on my waiting list.
Wow.
It has just been a little bit insane.
Why are people going to your services? Are people bored of the Tinder? Are they feeling exhausted by the online
Everything.
Dating world?
Yeah. Everything. So basically, like, if you think about it, online dating is only around for the last 10 years. Like Tinder literally only celebrated their 10-year anniversary last year. So really, people are exhausted by it. It's not a natural way to meet people. Now, I'm not saying get off the apps. You know, any way you can find love is a good way to find love. But I would say, you know, like, people are exhausted. Then there's other people, maybe for private reasons. Like, I get a huge amount of business owners, management, that sort of people as well. And they're just like, you know, I don't want to be swiping and all my staff know that I'm like single. Mm-hmm. You have people then that may be bereaved even at a young age, widowed. So they're in a situation where they're like, they want to do just a little bit more, I suppose, undercover. And that's the great thing about matchmaking. It's 100% confidential. So, you know, people don't say it unless, like, you know, they're kind of quiet about it. Like, I've been to weddings of people that I've matched and they've said, oh, we met through a friend, Mairéad. You know, it's like, you came to my matchmaking service. You know, but it's great. And that's the great thing about the confidentiality.
So when you go and meet clients, first of all, what are you trying to gauge? What are you trying to find out about them?
First of all, I get to know them, the type of person they'd like to meet, and then anything else that I feel might help me to match them.
Okay.
So things like, so there are some deal breaking questions. So whether or not somebody smokes, like, you know, that's going to be a definite yes or a definite no for people, and whether they want to meet someone like that. If they have children, if they want to have children, again, another very strongly weighted question. Then also things like lifestyle compatibility. So, like, if you're up doing Ironman and running triathlons every weekend, you know, the chances are you don't want to meet someone that is, you know, wants to watch Netflix 7 nights a week. So obviously lifestyle compatibility is very important. Mm-hmm. Age, location, then I try and match people within an hour, max an hour and a half of wherever they are.
Okay.
So I travel all around Ireland actually meeting people. So I go to do consultations in Dublin, Galway, Cork, Limerick, Kilkenny and Mullingar. And I get to know them. And really, anything quirks they might have or anything that they are specifically looking for. And
well,
I just
speaking
get to know
of which,
them.
Speaking of the what they're specifically looking for, yeah. Do you ever have to talk people down in a sense that do you ever have to have a discussion with maybe a 6-year-old man looking for a 25-year-old date?
I have had that conversation.
I thought you might have had that conversation.
I've had all sorts of conversations along the way. I suppose I listen to every single person and then I'm realistic. So I work off the basis of probability. Having met 7,000 single people all down, you know, down, all over Ireland from all walks of life, I know what works and what doesn't work. Now, I'm not saying that that doesn't work, but I'm saying the probability of me perhaps being able to find that for them might be limited. Now, I do ask people what age range of people they'd like to meet. Or, you know, I might say, would you be open to this if I had someone specific in mind? Like, if I have those sort of clients for them, I might send out an email to maybe 5 or 6 different ladies or 5 or 6 different men, or depending on what their request is, and say, look, I have someone, they're looking for something a little bit off what you're looking for in your own profile, but would you be interested in meeting them? So they have the choice. I just open up all possibilities.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes people say to me they're looking for a man that's like really, you know, homely and likes to be home at 5 o'clock in the evening and everything. And then they also want like a hugely successful businessman that's like, you know, or vice versa with women. And I'm like, are they two different people? So like, where can we meet in the middle? So I'm very realistic conversation about their expectations.
Okay. Would you say the majority of people that come to you are heterosexual? Like, do you do same sex relationships?
I do both. Like, basically, love is love. That is my motto here. Love HQ. Anybody that is looking for love is welcome to come to Love HQ. I've had people from the ages of 20 up to 83. And, you know, there is no like boundaries. There are no borders as to what can happen. Everybody's welcome. If I can help them, I will.
An hour and a half radius.
Yeah, up to, and that's it. Now I'm saying
that,
if somebody says to me, like some people say to me, I don't care where they are.
Okay.
This is the type of person that I'm looking for and I'll travel to meet them. So some people, like for a lot of people, Ireland is small. Like I don't think twice about hopping in my car, driving down to Cork, doing 10 consultations and driving home that evening, then off to Galway the next day. So for some people, they might travel a lot with work. They might have the flexibility of their lifestyle to be able to travel to meet people. But in the most part, it's within an hour, max an hour and a half.
Do you find that you have the majority, it's women coming to you looking for love? Or is it, what's the ratio with gender there?
I would say 50-50 in the most part, because it's a completely confidential service, Jen. You know, like you have a situation where, guys don't particularly maybe want to go on public TV shows and everything like that. But because matchmaking is 100% confidential, and especially if they are looking for the confidentiality level of it, as I said, maybe a business owner, maybe like a high up in like the legal profession, so they don't want to be on, you know, online dating, anything like that. As a result, I do get a huge amount of men. Actually, we're coming into my busiest time of year with men, because for a lot of them, their golf is kind of slowing down, their tea times are limited. If they're farming, which is obviously on there, they're ploughing this week, a lot of their animals are in now for the winter, so they have that little bit more flexibility. Yeah. And then there is a kind of a natural transition this time of year as the evenings start getting darker. We'll say that, we won't say the C word out loud because it's still only September, is kind of looming. People are thinking about hibernating. Like, we are still humans. We are still creatures that want to have love and have a life partner. So people are thinking, well, who am I going to sit beside the fire with for the whole winter? And so there's a huge surge.
Tell us what you're doing at the ploughing then.
So I'm just down there talking to farmers about the farmer wants a wife. And we're just basically meeting people, doing a little bit of matchmaking, having a little bit of a dance and just meeting and greeting and lots of
and lots
things.
Of fun down at the plough. For someone listening and they might be, let's say, farmer curious.
Yes.
Okay.
Farmer curious, good terminology.
Yes. What tips would you give for dating a farmer? Is there things that you need to be aware of if you're going to go down that road with a farmer?
I think time and keeping is one. Well, look, the unpredictability of it is the same as when women are like having babies, but they have 200 cows maybe that have to be calved. You know, I think that's very important to remember. Silage season is a little bit busy. So actually, I even say to the farmers, you know what, now if you're dating a lady, you need to make sure you put into, I suppose, play a little bit of pre-warning as to your unpredictability in certain seasons. But then I get like a surge of farmers coming to me then after silage season or after calving or lambing season. And they're like, OK, I have this window of a couple of months to date. So it's just being realistic, understanding that it is a lifestyle choice if you are dating a farmer, understanding that they may not be able to go out for dinner on a Saturday night if the maternity ward is busy. And just, I suppose, the other side of it is a nice way of life. For a lot of people as well, during lockdown and everything, they decided they wouldn't mind moving out to the city and looking. Like, I didn't come from a farming background. My granddad was a farmer, but, you know, I have lived on a farm. You know, there's lots of positivities to it as well. And for some people, though, that have grown up in a farm, they may also say, I definitely don't want to date a farmer. But then there's a lot of people that are like, I definitely would like to meet a farmer. So if anybody would like to meet a farmer, or actually if anybody's single, we'd love to help them at Love
HQ. Get in touch. Do you know of people who've moved for love to rural Ireland and how have they adapted?
So I've had a lot of clients that I've matched. I was recently down at a wedding in a dare of a dairy farmer that I matched to a lovely lady that came from Kildare, and she moved the whole way down. And, you know, there's just, it love is love, and like you will move for people. Like there is, it's about making a family together. It's about making a life together. And it's like that when you meet somebody. That's part of the lovely fun of falling in love, is like navigating this new life together.
And give and take. I mean, it uprooted and moved for him, and fair play to her. And there has to be a little bit of give and take.
And they're so happy, and she just adapted to farming life, you know. But like that as well, she's not farming. She still has her full-time job, but they do work it around each other. So there has been lots of cases like that. Then actually I had one lady, she was like down the country, like way more rural, but she actually met a farmer that's very close to Dublin. She's like, I never thought I'd live so close to Dublin, but she's living on a farm. So, you know, there's lots of variety when it comes to dating farmers, but anybody as well.
Love is love. That's your motto. Love is love. Mairead Lochman, thank you so much. Matchmaker to the men and women of Ireland. Thank you so much for coming in. And if you want more information, where can people go if they want to check out your website?
Lovehq.ie. And I also have a podcast, Tough Love Podcast, with clinical psychotherapist Stephanie Regan.
Amazing. Tough Love. Go and check it out.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.